Yep.
What number are we on?
We're just calling them for 59 and 60 and telling them what we did.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Group.
You're like, I do not need to hear that beep.
Right.
I'm actually surprised I don't know what number it is.
Do we know who it is?
Gordon Ellis.
Gordon.
Hey, Gordon, this is Jeff Reynolds in the Tane County Board of Equalization. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Hey, we're calling you early. We're just going through our docket, and I just want to let you know we basically already we looked at your case, and it looks like the assessor worked with you on a price,
right,
moving it down to $700,280. Sorry. We've done a lot of numbers. $728,681.
On this one, he's also the same on the other one.
He's also the same number on the
one above.
Okay, and you also own the 3269 Shepherd the Hills?
Correct.
All right, well, we move that one to $755,999.
That's close to what it's worth.
That's okay. Close to what it's worth. Well,
you know, I'm not saying I wouldn't sell it if somebody come in off the cash for it, too. Last year's value, but I mean, that doesn't make a difference. We worked it out. She saw the income. She had all the information. And she was real fair about it, I think.
Good. That's good to hear. Hey, Gordon, I appreciate it. We just wanted to let you know on that.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
You will be getting a letter in about a week and a half in that regard, all right?
All right. Thanks.
Have a great week. Bye.
Okay. All the rest of these look to be...
So
we got a teleconference on the last...
If you go to number 58, it's another motel, Fall Creek Inn.
Okay.
We had an agreement with him, too.
All right.
And he's agreed with me on $1,390,131.
Creek Inn.
Do you have his?
Did we? I thought we had an email sent to Wesley.
sort of.
In 2020, it was $1,200,005.
Okay, what did he request?
1 million.
Okay.
But you can't do it.
You're saying you talk. You.
I did talk to him, but talk to him again.
Sure. Well. It's Darren.
Hello, this is Charles.
Hey, Charles. This is Jeff Reynolds from the Tane County Board of Equalization. Did I catch you okay time?
Yes, you did. I hope I'm not scheduled for a hearing at this moment.
Well, we're a little bit ahead of our docket. We saw that you were supposed to be in person, and we were talking with the assessor, and she had mentioned that she had worked a number out with you.
Yeah, that's what I thought, and I think we're all good.
Okay, so we just wanted to call and verify, and then just let you know it was a $1,390,131.
Is that correct?
I think I have some documentation of that in my system. So
we just want to verify the number, would you?
Okay, this is the Fall Creek Inn?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have other ones on the docket?
Well, we filed some stuff. Of course, people come to us at the
last minute.
At the 11th hour. And these were some that we filed last year, but the email address to the clerk got messed up, so they wanted to get take another bite of apple this year. And your assessor was really nice in working with me. She put together an income approach. We differed on a couple little things, but let me see here. Well, where the heck is the value on this thing? I bet they just put it into, give me a moment. I have an admin staff that's supposed to put the property card into the file. Let's see, Fall Creek, Branch Clients.
Was this an email you sent?
Okay, we were at $1,705,447, and she's going to reduce it to
$1,390,131. $90,131.
Okay. Very good. And you guys will be mailing me a...
Yes, in about a week and a half, you'll get a mailing in that regard, Charles.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling me.
So no need to come in.
I will get back to her on the other two hotels we filed. I have income and expense up to 2019. I'm waiting on the 2020. That's what she's going to need, and she's going to... So hopefully we can work together again on another value before the hearing.
Are those on for today?
Those are not on today's docket, though?
No, they were just filed on the deadline, the 12th.
So they probably set next week.
Joy. Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Hey, have a great one, Charles. Bye. All right, I make a motion.
I can do it during lunch.
Well, we don't need it today. Obviously.
That's Fall Creek Inn?
That was Fall Creek Inn, yeah.
So who's Charles? Who's?
I think he's a tax rep who's representing all of us.
Yeah, okay.
Because that's why he's saying he's doing different.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I move that we change the appraised value of BOE number 58. To $1,390,131. It's based on the income approach that the assessor had come to terms on.
Second.
All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
I'm sure Danny wants to stay home and not be heard, doesn't he? Or does he come in?
He's coming in.
Yeah, I'm just joking.
Right.
I know he wants to be here to...
My first year being on the BOE was serving with Danny. Yeah. I learned how to do this.
Yeah. So what other ones...
Well, there's a teleconference here. Cass and the guys from Cassville, Kent Longley, Boardwalk, Branson Landing Condo. It's the last one on the docket, 202-169.
Are all the rest in person that are going to... Well, there's a teleconference. There's some people, at least some, that we might be able to do.
Yeah. 2066 says it's in person. But they were seen in DOE last year.
Okay. What is that?
Which one? 66. Okay.
What did we reduce it to last year?
Thank you for looking at that, Wesley.
Last year it was set to $248,290.
Which number are we at?
BOE number 66, Green Mountain Drive.
Is there something changed on this, or is this just a didn't realize we made a decision?
It's a removal of exemption.
I had no pictures on it. So,
it's just land.
Okay.
Is it a land again?
Yes.
Okay.
I move that we change the appraised value again to 248,290.
Was this on? What, do we have a picture of it?
I can get you. That's Green Mountain Drive.
Okay, so there's another Green Mountain there. Drive.
And this here's the golf course over here.
Gotcha.
Just to give you an idea where it's at.
I don't know how
those. I'll second it.
All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that's based on we came to terms last year, and it was one of those removed exemptions. I hate the word exemption. Is there another term? Is that the technical term?
No, not really.
That's what they stuck it under, and I don't understand what they were.
Because explaining exemptions.
For our office, an exemption should be like for churches and that. It should be the main.
You would think that's
correct.
What.
But in this Ulrich system, when they were making corrections, they would just go in and make adjustments based on whatever they didn't put notes on, and then they just put it, and it would affect the rates from then on. So even if the BOE was in 2009, it would just keep carrying forward until.
And it's my understanding that the, and right, wrong, and different, it's my understanding that there was a, and I don't know, Kenny, you may be able to speak this, you've been here longer than any of us, in this regard anyway. I mean, if a BOE had touched it, then did that have some type of carry forward for a certain amount of time?
2 years.
Yeah, we usually just pretty much left it alone until like an index or something like that came along.
Okay.
You know, unless they done something out there.
Unless they added to it or there's an index increase.
Yeah, you know, it's...
And I don't know, I mean...
2 years. And like this one that you just looked at, I'm not 100% sure that there wasn't a split done on that, so...
Split?
Yeah.
But...
Well, if that happens, then we have to.
Oh, you just dropped it back to last year's value.
Well, that's because we heard it last year.
There was more acreage there last year.
Oh.
What I'm saying is, I remember doing a split on that property that you just set back to last year's value that had more land on it. Therefore, when they split it, that allows me to put it on at the same price as what the rest of the grounds around it are at.
I got you.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure. I've done so many splits in the last.
I mean, we did look at this last year, so.
This looks very familiar. It's been the same. I don't know
if yeah. I mean, if you've done something new, it's not our intention. I mean, if there's something new that's been done, it's not our intention.
You know, it's not always just because it was an exemption or because it comes to the BOE that we change the value.
Right.
And I will tell you, now that I've taken over, in 2023, we are going to be covering every property, and it will be valued at what we believe it's supposed to be.
Right.
So your stuff from this year will go away because we literally have to cover everything. And that's why we also changed the beacon to have the layers so I can see that we're actually covering it, and I have pictures to show that.
If our value is not in line, is what you're
correct.
Saying.
Correct.
Okay. But if our... but
right.
And according to the state statutes, it says that the values need to factor in the BOE calculations as well. And there is a state statute in that regard. So... that needs to be factored when looking at it. And I'm sure out of 48,200 some odd properties, the ones that we look at are
used to be
550 are really not that much in the percentage of the case.
But you see too though, yes, I can see like on these land ones where people went through a lot of work on that, we will need to look at that. But there would be notes in the system saying what happened. And we can look at it based on what we're looking at for that current year.
But
value.
Sometimes there's not notes. Like, I mean, we kind of basically have a little bit of a memory because that was last year, but then there was one the year before. We look at so much. I know you guys do too. It has to be based on, hey, I'm sure they had a decent basis for that decision that they had in the BOE. And that's how our government works. So we're going to build on that. And I'm